Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Osoko Sibiya, who joins you every morning at this time to give you some wonderful news coming from our African continent. Soku, good morning.
Good morning, Abungile, and to listeners.
Once again, Soku, we are going to ask you, do you watch Days of Our Lives?
Not anymore.
But you used to, ne? It used to be the favorite. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. We're not going there because it is being renewed again. And I was just asking people if they still watch it. And if they do, what's so interesting still about Days of Our Lives? But yeah, that's the conversation. But let's move to Kenya. Apparently Kenya's game changing move, for the deaf is something to shout about.
Yes. You know, I came across this wonderful story about a 25-year-old, a young man. He's a techpreneur of sorts. His name is Roy Alela. And what he's done is that he has basically created a glove that has sensors on each finger to basically decode sign language. So you wear this glove, and as you sign, it will translate the sign language into the spoken word. And this will help people who need to communicate with people who have hearing impediments. And the reason why he's done this is that he wanted to be able to communicate with his six-year-old niece who was born deaf or with a hearing impairment. And, you know, and I think what's amazing about this is what we keep talking about. You know, they always say that invention, what necessity is the mother of all inventions. So he wanted a way to communicate with his niece, and he knew that possibly, you know, some other people in the family who were perhaps older would not be able to learn sign language at the rate at which to then communicate with this niece. So he created this glove that when you put on and you actually sign, the person who is of hearing can now hear, or be able to have an app that can be downloaded on the phone and be able to translate what the sign language basically means. And his invention has actually been submitted into the Royal Academy of African Tech Prizes. He's one of six youths who are nominated in that field in terms of technological advancements that are helping, you know, everyday causes that we always talk about.
You know, it's amazing that you talk about that, because I know I'm going to be bragging a little bit here, and I have to. There is an entrepreneur, a social entrepreneur in South Africa called Uzugo Mandlagas. Now, Uzugo Mandlagas, literally from the same village as me, we went to the same primary school. I mean, literally, he is my neighbor, literally. Mm-hmm. And he is the creator of Sensor, you know, helping the deaf community also. But I'm just highlighting that. You've got these young people in South Africa that are saying, we see the challenges and we're getting into the tech space and we are doing what we can to help out. And it's absolutely beautiful, absolutely gorgeous.
Exactly. You know, that's what we have as Africa is the youth population. We know what we need to do. And I think, you know, when we're given the space to actually do it, we find that we can change so many other things. You know, there's always this talk about the fourth industrial revolution. These are part of the things that come along with it. By creating things that will make it easier for the next person as well. And we have the capacity. We don't have to wait for someone to create it elsewhere and for us to adopt it. We've already been thinking about this idea. It's now just to put it to fruition. And, you know, and when you have buy-in from community, the way you've just spoken about your neighbor, you find that everyone else is also needing a service such as that. You know, you're not alone or unique to that situation.
I hear that loud and clear. Soku, thank you so very much once again for joining us on the show this morning. We chat again tomorrow. And don't forget, tomorrow is Friday.
Yay. Thank you.